Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, July 22nd, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. Leading off today, reliable Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo is out with a new investor note focused on Apple's plans for the iPhone camera. Kuo believes that Simcoe and Sunny Optical, the best Korean and Chinese iPhone lens suppliers respectively, will join the iPhone supply chain this year. Apple regularly sources parts from multiple suppliers to increase competition in the supply chain and reduce costs. But Kuo also says that these companies will be able to deliver higher quality components with better performances than current suppliers. For the iPhone 12, Apple will reportedly use Simcoe's ball-based voice coil motor, compared to the current spring-based design. Basically, what this means is that we should expect the iPhone 12 to feature significant improvements to autofocus. Looking ahead to 2022, Kuo believes that the iPhone will feature periscope telephoto lenses manufactured by Simcoe. Periscope cameras refer to the way in which they operate, and end users wouldn't actually see a difference in design. Periscope lenses don't actually protrude out of the iPhone, but instead efficiently use internal vertical space to improve photo quality. These types of lenses are currently used today in some Android phones. The iPhone 12 is expected to ship this fall in four different models, including a smaller 5.4-inch device, two 6.1-inch devices, and a high-end 6.7-inch device. The premium 6.1-inch and 6.7-inch iPhone 12 models will feature triple-lens camera setups and a LiDAR scanner. But again, Ming-Chi Kuo thinks that we'll see improvements to autofocus across the board with the iPhone 12 this year, thanks to these new suppliers. In other news, Spotify continues to ramp up its efforts in the podcasting industry, announcing that it now supports video podcasting. This means that users can now watch video podcasts directly in the Spotify app on mobile and desktop. Spotify says that access to video podcasting is available to free and premium users and is supported in every market where podcasts are also available. If you start watching a video podcast in Spotify, the video will automatically sync with the audio feed of the podcast as well, so you can switch back and forth. And if you're multitasking and switch out of the Spotify app, the audio will continue to play in the background with no interruption and minimal data use. Apple Podcasts also supports video podcasting with a similar set of features, so in many ways this is Spotify catching up with Apple's own podcasting platform. And the new support for video podcasts on Spotify comes on the heels of the company's deal with Joe Rogan, who currently produces one of the most popular video podcasts in the world. Spotify's deal to make the Joe Rogan Experience an exclusive includes the video version of the show, so the new support for video podcasting in the Spotify apps should not come as a surprise. We are sponsored this week by Griffin. When Apple launched the new iPhone SE, Griffin brought back its most popular cases as well, offering a number of its classic cases for the classic iPhone SE design. Reintroducing a proven design with all new technology, iPhone SE owners can protect their new device with the lightweight Survivor Strong cases from Griffin. The cases are available in two options, Survivor Strong and Survivor Clear. The cases are said to have both been engineered and tested to surpass military standards, and they can handle bumps, scratches, and even drops from multiple feet without getting in the way. The Griffin Survivor iPhone SE cases are now available for purchase starting from just $19.99, but 9to5Mac daily listeners can save an additional 15% with code 9TO5Survivor. You can learn more at the link in the show notes below, and my thanks to Griffin for their support of 9to5Mac daily. One of the new and most awaited features of iOS 14 and iPadOS 14 is the option to change the default browser and email apps. Users will have to wait until developers update their apps to be compatible with iOS 14 to try out this new feature, but 9to5Mac was able to enable this capability and see how it works. Unlike on the Mac, iOS has never supported the ability to change default apps. You can install apps like Chrome and Gmail, but iOS will always open Safari and Mail when you tap on a link or an email address. But with iOS 14, when you have a compatible web browser installed on your iPhone or iPad, iOS will show a new default browser app option in the Settings app on your device. From there, you can set this app to be your default browser instead of Safari, and the process is the same for third-party email clients as well. iOS will prompt the user to confirm that they want websites or email addresses to be opened in another app, but the dialog disappears once you confirm it for the first time. Once everything is set up, it all works just like you would expect it to, with these apps serving as full Safari and Mail replacements. Each app that wants to tap into these new settings must be reviewed and approved by Apple before being made available on the App Store. Whether or not the big apps like Chrome and Gmail will support these new features on day one of iOS 14 availability remains to be seen. What's important to keep in mind is that Google doesn't have the best track record when it comes to supporting new iOS and iPadOS features on day one, as evident by the fact that it took 5 years to add split view support for multitasking to the Gmail app on iPad. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.